This is a coastal story, written and presented by Charlie Connolly. I'm going to start by doing something a little bit different this week. I'd like you to look at the picture accompanying this episode of Coastal Stories. Now, I heard that tut and that muttering. I didn't know you even knew words like that. But this episode relates to that photograph rather than the normal thing the other way around, so it is worth a look. There he is, James Sharman. Formidable man, formidable whiskers. And in the words of P.G. Woodhouse, a glare that could open an oyster at 40 paces. He does look quite fierce. I think it's safe to say that this is a man who has never done the hokey-cokey. I'd say this picture dates from the 1860s, so he'd be well into his 70s here. There is certainly a life in that face. Look at the expression. The camera would be an unfamiliar thing to him. Newfangled. Suspicious. He has the wary look of a man who's not quite sure what all this is about. His body language says, I'll go along with this for now, but I'm not happy being told what to do by some milksop hiding under a cloth behind a wooden box. You can see an almost defiant pride in the way he's sitting, a pride that's still tangible 150 years later. And no wonder. It's those medals. He's making sure we see them front and centre. He's telling us that they're the important thing in this picture. At least one of those medals was awarded in recognition of James Sharman's participation at the Battle of Trafalgar, fought on October the 21st, 1805, 215 years ago this week. It's the only known photograph of a veteran of the Battle of Trafalgar. But there was more to James Sharman than just this photograph. Much more. For a start, he served on Nelson's flagship, HMS Victory. Sharman was one of the sailors who carried the mortally wounded Nelson below deck and laid him down, gently, in the place where he died. Now that's story enough for one lifetime. Story enough to be resentful when a photographer tells you what to do. But there's still much more to James Sharman than that. Let's start at the beginning. James Sharman was born in 1785 at Thurlton, just outside Great Yarmouth on the Norfolk coast. As a youngster, he worked as a potboy at the Wrestler's Inn, famous as a favourite first call of Nelson's when he returned to his native Norfolk after duties abroad. Some say Sharman ran away to sea, others that he was press-ganged outside the Wrestler's. Either way, in October 1799, at the age of 14, James Sharman joined the Royal Navy. He began on the 16-gun HMS Weasel, serving 4 years until the ship was wrecked at Cabrita Point off Gibraltar in March 1804. It was then that he joined the Victory under Thomas Hardy, where he'd remain as an ordinary seaman until after Trafalgar, when the Victory returned to England with Nelson's body, preserved in a barrel of brandy. After that, he served on the Ocean, the Milford, and the Prince Frederick, before leaving the Navy in November 1810, either through injury or ill health. We know he was at the Seaman's Hospital in Greenwich for a short period, before he returned to Yarmouth. A naval veteran at the age of 25, James Sharman already had a lifetime's worth of stories. He had, after all, carried the dying Nelson below deck on the Victory at Trafalgar. He wouldn't have to buy a drink in any of the Yarmouth inns again, that was for sure. But the question was, what would he do next? He worked as a fisherman for a while, and married in 1813, but his life must have felt aimless. How could you top being at the Battle of Trafalgar? The more he told his story, the greater his admiration for Nelson grew. When he had children, he named them James Nelson Sharman and Mary Nelson Sharman. Trafalgar defined him, Nelson defined him. With his future uncertain and his past so vivid, there was a danger James Sharman might fall into a maudlin decline, an empty second act of his life causing him to grow bitter. But then things changed. In 1817, a monument to Nelson was erected on the Denes at Yarmouth, a Doric column with a statue of Britannia on top, facing inland towards Nelson's birthplace at Burnham Thorpe. Trident in one hand, olive branch in the other. At 144 feet, it's only about 20 feet shorter than Nelson's column in Trafalgar Square. It was instantly the pride of Yarmouth. Now, whether the monument really needed a permanent custodian is debatable, but with the assistance of Captain Hardy of the Victory, James Sharman was awarded a job for life. There was even a cottage built nearby, where he would live with his family for the rest of his life. But Sharman's heroics at sea weren't quite over. In November 1829, a coal ship from Newcastle named the Hammond grounded off Yarmouth in a gale and began to break up. The six-man crew took to the masts, both of which were eventually toppled by pounding seas, so rough even the lifeboat felt it too dangerous to launch. Of the six crew members of the Hammond, only one would survive, and that was thanks to James Sharman. The sailor was clinging desperately to a piece of wreckage, battered by waves, unable to fight his way towards the safety of the shore. Sharman tied a rope around his waist, handed the other end to two men, and waded into the boiling surf. He was knocked off his feet once, twice, three times, but still managed to beat his way through the roaring sea and pull the man to safety. An act of bravery that earned James Sharman a reward of £5 and another medal. He would stay at his post at the Norfolk Nelson Monument until his death in 1867 at the age of 82. He remained fiercely proud of his job and fiercely proud to have served under Nelson at Trafalgar. On one occasion, Nelson's daughter, Horatia, came to visit and presented him with 5 shillings and a bottle of wine, which only affirmed his pride in the man he'd served. On the 1861 census, his occupation is given as Keeper of Nelson's Monument and formerly seaman on board HMS Victory under the immortal Nelson at the Battle of Trafalgar. The phrase Immortal Nelson is underlined. You can almost imagine the 75-year-old Sharman looking over the census taker's shoulder as he wrote, making sure the entry was just as he wanted. Underline it. Underline Immortal Nelson. James Sharman lives on in that photograph, taken to be reproduced as a souvenir postcard for visitors to the monument. It remains a poignant bridge between the modern age of photography and an earlier time. of press gangs in the age of sail, when a 20-year-old from Norfolk was pitched into one of the greatest turning points in British history, and lived to tell the tale, unlike his heroic commander, the man whose broken body he carried to his death. Nelson's blood on his hands and his shirt. The immortal Nelson, whose memory James Sharman lived to preserve, telling his story to anyone who would hear it. James Sharman lives on in another way, though. In January 1849, Charles Dickens came to Yarmouth, visiting a friend who was involved in the magazine Punch. He stayed at the Royal Hotel and would take long walks around the town and along the coast. On one of these walks, he visited the Nelson Monument and got talking to its caretaker, an old sea dog, a veteran of Trafalgar, medals glinting in the winter sunshine, sitting smoking his pipe in a shelter he'd built for himself from the hull of an old fishing boat. When David Copperfield was published a couple of years later, it featured Ham Peggotty, a big, broad man who lived in a dwelling made from an upturned fishing boat on the beach at Yarmouth. A man not afraid to risk his life in the sea to save another. A man with a story. And that was a coastal story. I'm Charlie Connolly. Don't forget you can find us on Facebook at Coastal Stories Podcast, and I'm on Twitter at Charlie Connolly. If you're enjoying these little slices of maritime history, then do please rate and review where you can, especially if you're listening on Apple. That would be a big help. If you fancy donating the price of a pint to help keep the podcast going, you can do so at ko-fi.com. That's ko-fi.com/coastalstories. There's a link in the episode description, just under the picture of James Sharman. Look at his face. You wouldn't refuse him a pint now, would you? These waves are breaking on Deal Beach at low tide on October the 15th, 2020.